if you're familiar with Dr. Gary Chapman and the five love languages, one of those is physical touch, and many children don't get enough of it. We're going to be talking about the importance of physical touch for your child on today's episode. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up our parenting team. And Danny, you've got two kids. Did one or both of them really desire physical touch more than the other?
From the beginning, my daughter.
Okay.
Clear winner on
you
that
knew
one.
It. Yeah,
that oh, was... yeah, yeah. She wanted to be held. I would be vacuuming and having to just hold her. She has loved physical touch and continues to do so. She loves hugs. We do something at our house called cosquillitas, and that's Spanish for kind of
say it
little
again
tickles.
For us non-Spanish
cosquillitas.
Speakers. Okay,
and basically it's kind of tickles on the arm or the back, you know, those scratches,
okay.
Soft scratches. And she will be at church, will be anywhere, mm-hmm. and she'll go cosquillitas, Dad, and she'll roll up her sleeve or just kind of lean forward. We still do it at church. She goes, can you just scratch my just? She could have it all day long. And she has said, I'm just fueled by touch. She loves that. Mm-hmm. And my wife is not as much of a physical touch type person. And so they've gotten to learn how to navigate that mm-hmm. love with each other, with that physical
yeah.
touch. And on that Latino side, like I said before, John, physical touch is huge for me. And so I've been able to be fueled as well by just giving those big hugs to my daughter. And we called them early on super duper daddy hugs. And it was just that tight physical touch. But it's, again, it's not always natural for our kids, not always natural for us as parents. It's just one way to show each other love.
But it's a really important way. And we're going to hear some more from a very popular guest here, Dr. Randy Schrader, who sat down with Focus President Jim Daly. They talked about how a touch can make such a difference for our children.
You know, that idea of that physical expression is so critical.
Oh, it's huge.
And I really want to hit that because I think sometimes parents pull back, especially as the children get older.
Yes, sir.
And my oldest, he didn't know how to hug. He was like a piece of cardboard. And I actually did teach him how to hug.
Good
you
for
know,
you. That's
you
terrific.
Hug.
That's
and he's
terrific.
A great hugger today.
That's terrific.
But describe, I think you had a conversation with a father whose son was shoplifting or something like that. And
yes,
how did
sir.
That expression of affection change his attitude, the son's?
It was absolutely an amazing story. It was sadly a divorce. And the mom had custody of the two boys. And the 13-year-old had an older brother. Both the boys were getting in trouble with the law. They were having behavioral issues at school. They weren't getting good grades. They were struggling there. They did not have healthy friendships. And the older son actually then started doing cocaine. Mm-hmm. And the mom said, you know, I'm not doing the job. I'm going to give the 13-year-old to our son's dad and see if he can turn him around. Well, the 13-year-old came to live with dad the last Friday of May. Sunday, the 13-year-old stole a bicycle in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later.
So he was on that bad track.
Yeah, he wasn't off the bad track yet. Well, the dad immediately called me, and I met with the dad and the son. And I actually, going back to that appreciation, I had the dad give the son a big compliment to start the session, to say, I appreciate this about you. And then I met with dad privately, and I asked dad to go for a walk every single day throughout this summer when his son was not in school, and mentally keep track, touch your son 12 times every time you go around the block. Lovingly squeeze his arm, pat him on the back, tussle his hair, give him a half hug when you're walking, and also give him an appreciation vitamin. By the end of the summer, that young man had become a responsible decision maker. Now, did he still make mistakes?
Yeah, sure, but explain from a counselor's perspective what changed in the young man's heart.
Well, and I don't want parents to think that, oh my goodness, Dr. Schrader just said, all I have to do is give a lot of touch to my youngster and they're going to be good decision makers. It's more than touch. But touch, what's the old cliche, is worth 1,000 words.
Well, it opens the window of the heart.
It does. And we think about Jesus in the Bible. 22 times when Jesus healed people, he touched them to show us the importance of touch. Now, could Jesus have healed them without touch? Well, certainly. He's God. But Jesus touched them. And so I think that touch emotionally bonds a parent and child together. And I tell you, I saw the dad. And the other thing, I went over the simple yet very effective habits, this knowledge, not concepts and principles, in Simple Habits for Effective Parenting book. And I went over that with this dad, and he started applying that with his son, learning how to lovingly set limits and apply discipline and lovingly how to build a strong parent-child relationship and everything else. And it just turned that young man's life around.
Mm-hmm. Now, it is so good. And again, we're laying foundations that are predictive outcomes, but not guaranteed outcomes.
What a great story from Dr. Randy Schrader. And Danny, if we have a child whose love language isn't physical touch, I mean, like, I've got a child that kind of recoils.
Yeah.
what do we do? How do we give them a healthy dose of hugs and affection, physical affection, without kind of making it uncomfortable?
Yeah, make those moments count. I mean, just not random moments of affection, but truly pause and give them that moment of affection. It could be that it's a quick hug, or it's side by side. Make sure they're comfortable with how you're coming in. It could be a sensory thing. It could be that they just don't like that closeness with people. And so we need to be aware of that and respect that and show that they can have opinion and have that boundary with people. Look for the other four ways that you can potentially show love to your child. And this can be one of them mixed in sporadically here and there to show them that you care about them. They're going to need to get used to a little bit of physical touch if they're going to get married or with other people that are kind of huggy, so that they don't go stiff as a board or almost collapse in that moment, like, oh, no. And so that they can practice it a little bit. Hmm. And the main word here is respect and timing. Sometimes that can be very annoying and put offish for a child if you're just coming in and bringing your physical touch and it's all about what you like. Mm-hmm. I know early on my son, he was not a huge physical touch guy. We'd hold him and then he'd want to be put down.
Hey, put
and
down.
He wanted quality time. And the more quality time we had, mm-hmm. the more open he was for hugs or arm around. Sometimes I'd have my arm around him and he goes, Dad, that's not as big for me as it is for Lexi. And I got it. I kept learning. But it was fueling his true love language that opened up the door for the potential for us to have physical touch.
Yeah. Well, you've got to know your child. You've got to know how they're wired and how they're receiving love. And we've got a couple of kids with sensory issues. And I have to sometimes ask permission. One of those is a boy that I can just walk by and punch him in the arm. Not hard, just, little kind of love
hand
tap,
down,
and
yeah.
that's a physical touch moment for him that means something to him.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, we're connected.
Great.
Everybody's different, and the book that Dr. Randy Schrader has written that includes the conversation about this physical touch and so much more is called Simple Habits for Effective Parenting. This is a great tool to encourage you in your parenting journey, and we've got it here at the ministry. Make a one-time gift or a monthly pledge of any amount to the work of Focus on the Family. Help us help families around the world. And we'll say thanks for joining the support team by sending a copy of that book to you. You'll find out how to donate and to get the book in the show notes. And for more from Dr. Schrader, we have a free download of our entire one-hour-long conversation with him that Jim Daly and I had. Covers so many different topics, and you can get that free download by clicking the link in the show notes. Next time, we're going to hear from Roland Warren about single moms. And for now, on behalf of Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.